Yesterday, 32 international protection applicants were offered sleeping bags, tents, a payment of €38, but no accommodation. Today, that financial figure could rise to €75 under a plan going to Cabinet, but the crisis around emergency accommodation goes on. This evening, and two in the Dáil, it'll vote on a Sinn Féin motion of no confidence in Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, put down following the Dublin riots on November 23rd. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, has more now on this story. Micheál, this latest plan for asylum seekers, what can you tell us?
Well, I think there is a fear in government around people's safety and health if they have to go and sleep on the streets. But there is also a realisation that it's probably going to take some time to find more accommodation for some of the people seeking international protection here who are going to arrive in the next period. So to try and provide some assistance, that €38 payment, it seems, will rise to €75 if a decision, as expected, is taken at Cabinet today. There's going to be wider discussions later on in the week, probably on Thursday at the Cabinet subcommittee, looking at this issue as well. And of course, there is a plan that has been discussed for several weeks now that is looking at making changes to the accommodation arrangements for people fleeing the war from Ukraine in the future. That could see the amount of time they can spend in state accommodation shortened, and also possible welfare changes. All that could be in the mix for next week's Cabinet meeting. So perhaps significant changes on the way, but equally a sense perhaps that when it comes to finding new accommodation, the well for the moment at least has run dry.
Have they shed any light on why they're landing on a figure of €75 and what they expect applicants arriving here to do with that money?
I think what government is saying is that extra money is needed to try, if someone doesn't have anything really, they can get sleeping bags and tents from drop-in centres, but they won't have much more than that. The €75 figure, it said, is in line with what is available in other EU states.
Okay, let's move on to this motion of no confidence put down by Sinn Féin. What does the motion say, by the way, Micheál?
The motion talks about a lack of confidence in the minister, and that has been building and rising for some time, and culminates in the what happened in Dublin with the stabbing of the young schoolchild and the care and the subsequent street riots. So Sinn Féin has made a calculation, I suppose, really knowing that it won't have the numbers for this one, but it feels it has to mark what happened, and the political fallout has come to this. And I think somewhere in its calculations is the feeling that there could be further problems down the line if there are problems around Garda resources. So they will have made this big statement before the Dáil goes into recess at Christmas time. But of course, government do have the numbers to comfortably survive this one.
And does it appear that the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, has already moved on? I mean, the headlines this morning are not about the no confidence motion. They're about opening extradition talks with the UAE.
Yeah, this is a key bit of business for our Cabinet this morning, that the Minister is saying that when it comes to transnational drug trafficking gangs who may be hiding out, she says, in the UAE, that this would be a major step forward in getting them back to Ireland to face justice here. I think there is a hope within government that even before an extradition treaty is fully agreed, that you could have something called mutual assistance in place that could allow for perhaps bringing people back before the full treaty's in place, that there has been precedent for that with other EU states. I think Belgium and Italy were mentioned.
All right, just one last thing. The November Exchequer returns due today. Last year, €5 billion in corporation tax in the month of November. We know that corporation tax has taken a bit of a dive since August. What's expected?
Yeah, this is a big one, and the November results are always the key one, those returns. The Finance Minister only saying that as things stand, he's confident that that government 2023 target of having a budget surplus of 3% of national income, that will be achieved. So I think still a lot hinges on this. And of course, if the government is going to make it all the way to another budget next year, what happens today will have an impact on the thinking around that.
All right, Micheál, we'll be watching that. That's Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent.